I received a Navy scholarship in 1978, was transferred to the University of Nebraska to get an engineering degree, and then set upon a quite completely different life. Ship captain, almost four decades in the military, a commodore of many ships, a land forces commander in combat theater of about 4,600 personnel, mostly Army. So a very extensive tour, of also to include things like strategy and policy jobs in Washington, D.C. I worked for on the personal staff of a senator. I got graduate degrees in physics, went to some pretty good schools as a result of the Navy's direction, found myself highly advantaged in being able to head a defense agency, the one agency which is responsible for finding remains of lost service members worldwide. Perhaps you've heard of it, the POW/MIA Accounting Agency. So I'm the most senior military veteran in the state of Iowa, probably in South Dakota and Nebraska as well. And ultimately, if I earn the way to be your senator in the good state of Iowa, then I'll be the most senior military officer in the history of our country in the U.S. Senate. And I will be, I think, making Northwest Iowa proud.